بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونبي جاري جابر بن سليم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: رأيت رجل يصدر الناس رأيه لا يكل شيء إلا صدر عنه. قلت: من هذا؟ قال: رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلت: عليك السلام يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مرتين. قال: لا تقل عليك السلام، عليك السلام تهية الموتى، قل السلام عليك. قال: قلت: أنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: أنا رسول الله الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشف عنك، وإذا أصابك عام سنة فدعوته أنبتها لك، وإذا كنت بأرض كفر أو فلات فضلت راحلتك فدعوته ردها عليك. قلت: احد إلي. قال: لا تسبن عهدا. قال: فما سببت بعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاة. قال: ولا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا، وأن تكلم أخاك وأنت منبسط إليه وجهك، إن ذلك من المعروف، وارفع إزارك إلى نصف الساق، فإن بيت فإلى الكعبين، وإياك وإسبال الإزار، فإنها من المخيلة، وإن الله لا يحب المخيلة، وإن امرؤ شتمك وعيرك بما يعلم فيك فلا تعيره بما تعلم فيه، فإنما وبال ذلك عليه. رواه أبو داود التلميذي بإسناد صحيح، وقال التلميذي: حديث حسن صحيح. هذا أبو جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله عنه. I saw a person whose opinion the people readily accepted. Whatever he said, the people accepted it from him. I asked some people, who is this person? He replied, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, upon you be peace. Alayka salam, O messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said this two times, alayka salam, alayka salam. He said, do not say alayka salam, upon you be peace. Say assalamu alayka, upon you be peace. In the greeting, do not say alayka salam, alayka salam, upon you be peace is the greeting of the dead. Instead, you shall say assalamu alayka. I ask, may peace be upon you. Not upon you be peace, but peace be assalam, salam before alayka. Peace be on you, assalamu alayka. I ask, are you the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, if you are afflicted by a calamity and you supplicate to him, will remove it from you. You are afflicted by famine and you supplicate to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will cause the ground to sprout with plants. So I am the messenger of that Allah, who, if you are in the desert or far off place and your convenience gets lost and you supplicate to Allah, Allah will return it to you. I said, advise me. He said, don't ever swear anyone. Consequently, I never swore anyone, whether a free person, a slave, a camel, or a sheep. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, do not despise any good, and do not think any good to be small. Hakir. When you speak to your brother, speak with a smiling face, for that is part of good conduct. Min al-ma'roof. Raise your loincloth, raise your pants till half of your calves. If this is not possible, then at least till above your ankles. Beware of lowering your loincloth, your pants below your ankles, for that smacks of pride. Min al-khila. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like pride, takabbur. If a person is abusive towards you or castigates you for some quality which he knows is in you, do not castigate, do ta'ir, do a'ar of him for any quality which you know is in him. In so doing, the consequence thereof be on him. So lovely A lot of Muslim sales, a lot of things to learn. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. That's the way. Salamun alaikum. Yes. That's not the way we do salam. Rasulullah said, so this is the tahiyyah of the deceased people. So a person should just say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can also say Assalamu alaikum, just sample alaikum, all the angels and everybody. You can say wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The more you say, the better, more reward you get. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this newly convert wants to convert, that I am the messenger of that Allah who accepts du'as. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he talks about. And Rasulullah gives some nasiha. What are they? Don't swear at anybody. So the sahaba, when they took ba'ith or when they said something, they stuck to it. So after that, I never swore. This sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Jurayb bin Jabir Salim, he says, Jurayb radiallahu ta'ala says that I've never swore at anybody, whether it be a normal person, whether it be a slave, whether it be a animal, no, not any animals either, no goats, no sheep, no camel, nothing. And so that means also that the person has control of his anger, because when a person's angry, he starts swearing too. So here, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that don't think anything to be hakir, any good deed. Even smiling at your Muslim brother is a good deed. Inna min al ma'aruf an talqa akhaq bi wajhin taliq. It's a good deed to meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face. So don't think anything small to be hakir. Asal is ikhlas, right? So smiling to with your brother, cheering at him, saying assalamu alaikum, cheering and giving a smile. I mean, this is a good deed. And this is sunnah, and these things are so beautiful. Rasulullah SAW, today everybody's in depression. Everybody's in depression, everybody's sad, and especially after the lockdown. Right? So how do you make the atmosphere in positivity and atmosphere? Smile. A little bit of gesture, smile, humor, a little bit of joke, a little bit, right? But especially smiling, meaning we were smiling face. Hazrat Maulana Khalid Sapnawar Allah Murkaduhu, he once done my Islam that 25 years ago, Hazrat was Hazrat. He said, when you meet everybody, say salam and give a smiling face. He said to me, meet everybody. I met him and he said, smile too. There was a person called Lala Sap, who used to be with Hazrat Maulana Khalid Sap in the office. Allah enlighten his grave too. Even him, he said, Maulana, smile. That's one of the teachings of the Sunnah. It is. So it causes a lot of positivity. And also, a person, imagine Rasulullah's uruj, all the time up there, his mi'raj, all the time, and he's always way up there. But imagine his nuzul, smiling with everybody. People of Tazki, at the Surah Mashaykh, who constantly in dhikrullah, observe. But still, to imagine how much Rasulullah taught us, that how do you behave with people? It's very, very important. A person could be, Rasulullah was daimul huzn. He was always in grief. The hadith, he was always in grief, always worried. He had the greatest worry ever that any human could have. The mountains would crush if they were had that worry that Rasulullah had. But he was the most smiling person. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is, وَلَا تَحْكَنَا وَأَنْ تُكَلِّمَ أَخَاكَ وَأَنْتُمْ سِتْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهُ وَأَنْ إِنَّ ذَلَكَ مِنْ مَعْرَفُ وَرْفَعْ إِزَارَكْ إِلَى نِفْسَاكْ. Oh, keep your izar up to here. Up to here. Nifsak. Nifsak means, you see, from here to here. If you measure that, and half of that. So here. But remember, you have permission up to here. And then he said, below that is makhila, is fintakabur, is pride. Allah doesn't like that. So up to here is permissible. Right up to here. Somebody swears you, abuse you, he says, oh, astaghfirullah, you had some aib in you, or some, you're a drug addict, and the person said to you, oh, you're a drug addict, or something to you that you once upon a time was, or once upon a time you are a thief, once upon a time you were something, or something, and somebody does ta'eer, that's called ta'eer Muslim, it's very dangerous. Never, ever do that to anybody. If you know somebody's done some sin, never afterwards say to him, oh, you this or that. Because Allah will, you know, he will be good and Allah will make you do the sin. Very, very dangerous. If anybody swears at you and he does ta'ayyir to you, for what he knows in you have, never ever do ta'ayyir of him. If you know something that he has, don't do ta'ayyir of it. Don't tell him you did this, you did that. And that will go against him. And as the hadith says, when you do ta'ayyir of a Muslim, Allah, before you die, Allah will involve you in that sin. Never ever think anybody hakir. Many people that who were in the worst condition, they became in the best condition, meaning Allah gave them hidayat and they became from the awliya Allahi kiram. As the muqallib al-qulub, Allah is the change of hearts. 1 second a person could be like this, next minute Allah can snatch your iman away. Allah protect us.